This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing an edifying series titled The Art of Hearing under the subtitle How God Speaks to Your Mind. Yesterday, he explained that when God speaks to your mind, it will often come as a thought or idea. Today, he shares three more ways by which we can recognize when God is speaking to our minds. Let's join in.
The next feature is that this idea will come in an instant. It says the Holy Ghost will give you in that same hour. In other words, it's not something that you are going to think about it for a very long time. No. It will come in a flash. Bam! In an instant. Why? Because it's revelation. You know, in the realm of the spirit, you can be preaching. For example, as I'm walking right now, I can take a step like this. But before my foot comes down, in the realm of the spirit, I can see somebody's whole life in microseconds. I don't need to sit down to watch a 3-hour video of the person's life. I can know somebody's life in microseconds. It comes. I was telling my wife, personally, when I am going to preach, and I am thinking about the sermon, I know God has not spoken to me. I know. I am not saying that you shouldn't think about the sermon. Because in everything, there are levels. There are levels. I hardly preach a sermon that I have to think about. Immediately I start thinking about it, I say it's a bad sermon. As soon as I start thinking about it, when I pick a concordance, they forget it. I won't even preach it. I know it's a sermon, all right, but I know it's not revelation. Revelation comes in an instant. When I am about to preach a sermon, the sermon that the Holy Spirit has really given to me, within an instant, I know the title, I know the points, I know the verses, I know the stories from beginning to end, within a second. That is revelation. They're thinking when it's okay, but it's not revelation. And that's what makes me know which idea is of God. Because Jesus said, take no thought. He said, don't even think about it. It will come. So let's take a very practical example. Assuming I am thinking about my children, something I want them to do. I've been thinking. Then one day, I just wake up, then bam! A whole plan within microseconds hit me. Boom! I said, I watched that one. God is directing me. That's revelation. The Holy Spirit shall give you in that same hour. That same hour means that same instant. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 3, Paul said, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery. He said it did not come by thinking. He said it came by what? Revelation. The whole thing just hits me like this. Whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Hallelujah. Watch those ideas, especially very long extended ideas that come in an instant. Maybe the Holy Spirit is speaking to your mind. Suddenly you have a problem and suddenly within an instant, without even thinking about it, you know exactly what to do, all the details. God is talking to you. Feature number 3. He said, take no thought what you shall say. In other words, these thoughts, they are not thoughts that you sit down and you think for a long time. Are you understanding me? He says it's not something that you sit down and think for a very long time. No, God knows everything. He's too intelligent to be thinking. So if it's his idea, it will be very fast. Take no thought what you shall say. Very important. You know, many of you are not ministers, but it will help you. For example, when I'm coming to preach, I empty my mind because of the scripture. My mind is empty. I have no song on my mind. I have nothing. Even when I'm coming to preach, the verses I use were not the verses maybe I have written down. No. Whatever comes first does it. Because it says, take no thought what you shall see. Reflex. So your spiritual reflexes must be very fast. So even the songs I sing, when I was moving from here to here, I didn't know I was going to sing that song. When I stand there, God, when I start thinking, what's the song? No, God is not talking to me. As soon as I start analyzing what the song will be, whether the keyboardists know it, no, that's not the song. What you shall say? He said, no, don't think about it. I mean, if I am going to tell you something, do you have to think about it? When you get there, I'll tell you what it is. So if the Holy Ghost is telling you something, do you have to think about it? No. When you get there, he will tell you. So this one is not, you see, so you don't really think about the content. Are you understanding me? What you shall say is more about content. So you don't think about the content. No. But I'm not saying you are a mindless person walking around, because God is also not talking all the time. So sometimes you yourself, you have to also sit down and think. Don't worry. My pastor said we shouldn't think. I never said that. It's a combination. You have to weave between the two. But I'm just telling you, when God puts an idea or is talking to you, how it looks like. But you have your normal thinking, which you must think. And God expects you to think. He said that sometimes he gives you an idea. Feature number four, take note of how you shall say it. That's analysis. So three is content. Four is what? Analysis. If you are going to pray for the sick and you analyze too much, you lose faith. Somebody comes. He said, me, I don't know. He said, me, I am mad. My sister is mad. My mother too is mad. So we don't know what we will do. You yourself, you'll be afraid. No analysis. When God puts an idea into your mind, there is no analysis. Because sometimes the idea is so fantastic that if you analyze it, it's impossible. Analysis can be very dangerous. You meet somebody for the first time. In an instant, something tells you this guy is not correct. Then you begin to analyze it. Analyze it. Analyze it. You analyze it to a point, you won't see the problem again. It will just disappear. It's gone. I remember once I went to visit my parents, and they had this houseboy in the house. As soon as I saw his face, an idea came to my mind. This is a thief. So I told my father, this guy is a thief. Sack him. He said, why? I said, God just spoke to me. He said, how do you know? He said, you don't know him from anywhere. This is the first time you have met him. I said, yes. But the Holy Ghost has spoken to me that he's a thief. First time I was meeting him. And the guy was serving me nicely, tea, coffee, biscuits. And when I said, so what a sweet boy. You see, but it's not like that. He's a sweet thief. I knew the Holy Ghost has spoken to me. But you see, what I knew and the boy's behavior, demeanor, they were not consistent. It's like, I am rather wrong. So I left the house. After about 4 or 5 months, I lived with this boy for some time. My father called me. He said, hey, the boy, not doing, he's the biggest thief in the world. Then I said, why you say he's a thief? He said, my father said he had made a copy of his key to his bedroom, a copy of his key. So he told me when he puts money down, the guy comes to take half. So the guy came to half. So he was wondering, is it that? So he felt that maybe he's not counting the money well. But not knowing, this boy was always screaming off the money till they found out that he was the one who had made the key. And I told him, I told you to sack him, but you were analyzing. Take no thought how it will be given to you in an instant. Look, When you meet somebody who wants to marry you, the person is not correct. In an instant, the first verse that you will know. But what makes you go on to follow that bad relationship is analysis. You say, oh, I met the mother. The mother likes me very much. Are you going to marry the mother? Look at the guy.
Thanks for joining us on today's broadcast. Today we learned that when God speaks to your mind, it will come as an idea in an instant with all the details known and will not require analysis. Join us same time tomorrow for continuation of this message.
You are here and you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You want to give your life to Him. You know you are far from God or you are backslider. And you want to give your life to Jesus. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Wash me with your blood. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, I ask you to pray for me concerning a job. I went for successive interviews, but I had no job, and I was denied one this month. I was of the view that it was the devil, but you told me you had prayed for me, and God will offer me a job. When I came to church on Sunday, after your prayer, I got a call from a strange foreign number. I was told by the person he was going to arrive in Accra the next day, so I should come for an interview. Prophet, when I got there, the interviewer simply said to me that based on the recommendation of his business partner, he was going to offer me the job without an interview. And that was it. Put your hands together for Jesus. Wow. That's favor. Favor. I was so shocked that when I was asked about my income expectation, I feared to speak for a while. Wow. Then I was told that I was the project manager for all the projects in Ghana. Me, the country project manager. I couldn't believe it. Come put your hands together for Jesus. He said, I got frozen because the project is a very, 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 very big project. And I'm getting this job after university with no experience. And the job puts fear in me. I feel the position is too big for me. I never thought that God could so bless somebody in such a big way that fear will fall on the person until now. May God bless you until you are fearful. I said, today, may you live here with a fearful blessing. It reminds me of Simon Peter in Luke 5:8. Jesus blessed him so much, the Bible says, when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at his feet, saying, depart from me, O Lord, for I'm a sinful man. May you be blessed that you say, Lord, this one is too much. You never know you are really blessed until you are
grow
blessed
in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabedin on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabedin AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabedin. It's that simple. Kakabedin AirPower app. On the go with a word.
Good values have to be chosen intentionally, because there are people around, they will try to change your values.
Who you are is a reflection of your values. Your values are developed consciously or unconsciously. Success is conscious, and Christian values have to be developed consciously. This message will inspire you to develop the right values for a successful Christian life. You can order this message series through the following means. Place your order on Facebook by posting Order Values at the comment section or message window. Send an email to info@kakabedin.org or call us on WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. You can place a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. That's +233 20 7575 215. Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. send an email to info@kakrabadian.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 2075752 15. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.